Thank you for joining us for our innovation series. I'm here with Ryan Clark, the director of Notre Dame ACE Academies, as well as Scott Embacher, the Diocese of Cleveland's own regional director for Notre Dame ACE Academies here in Akron. The first, what are the Notre Dame ACE Academies? What inspired the creation of this Notre Dame ACE Academy network, and how has its mission evolved ever since its founding?
Thank you, Frank. This goes back probably actually 30 plus years, but we really didn't get up and running until around 2010. And here at the University of Notre Dame, we were very much animated by the Pope's call and the university's response in elevating its commitment to Catholic education as an outstanding apostolate for hope. So here at the University of Notre Dame, the cure isn't fully crossed. The cross is our only hope. So there's lots of hope here. We like to engineer hope and ground ourselves in all the decisions we make. So in 2010, we answered an invitation from the Diocese of Tucson and the bishop to help them with some schools that they were going to have to close. And there were three schools there that we began our model of formation and support in the areas of Operation Vitality, which you can think of as finances, enrollment, marketing and branding, culture, which encompasses Catholic identity, and school culture, classroom culture, adult culture, and then teaching and learning. So since then, we have partnered with around 18 plus schools in five different dioceses all over the United States. And we see that as a way of continuing to provide support and formation for these sacred spaces that we call Catholic schools.
Thanks. And you made reference there to really a specific model and named a couple of the core components. Could you say a little bit more about what each of those components are and tell us a bit about what that looks like?
Sure. So I'm using language that, Frank, you know very intimately as the superintendent around the national standards and benchmarks for Catholic schools. So when I say operational vitality, it encompasses a variety of different things, but you can think of that everything on the operation side of running a school. I would say the majority of the schools in the history of partnership have been diocesan parish schools. We have partnered with diocesan schools in Tampa and in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. But for the most part, and the work that we've been doing in Cleveland is to just think of those pieces and the connection between a parish and a school on everything related to operations. And then in the culture aspect, it is thinking about Catholic identity as the kind of space that everything exists within, right? That's why we have these Catholic institutions that exist. And then underneath that is like all the other things that we value and believe. So in schools, it's what do we value and believe about kids and learning? What does that look like in the classroom? What does that look like for the adults? What animates us? And then in the areas of teaching and learning, it's all the different things you'd think about: instruction and learning, assessment and planning, curriculum, formation and PD, and all of those different pieces.
Thank you. What specific formation then in that model, what's the formation that Notre Dame ACE Academies provides to these partner schools in terms of their leadership development, culture, teacher formation, operational sustainability?
So I think the key word to say here is comprehensive school support. So all of those three areas, we provide formation and support in while a school is going through the revitalization process. So we set annual goals and benchmarks with each of the schools in those areas. So I'll give an example of, you know, a school may be struggling a little bit with enrollment. So we want to set reasonable, appreciable enrollment goals, retention goals for that school. Similarly, you may have behavior issues in lower elementary. We would set some classroom and school culture goals for that particular school. In teaching and learning, we may see that they're struggling in math. There hasn't been growth happening in years, or in middle school that there's stagnation in math growth. So we would look at what formation and supports would be needed and then how we could comprehensively approach that. So we don't do it all at once because we can't do that. That's just too much change. It overloads the system. That's what we've learned over time. We do it very thoughtfully, intentionally, and systematically with the school. So it's at the right pace, the right dosage, the right interventions happening at the right times to make sure that change is happening and then that we're measuring it. So you can think of like a cycle that's happening over and over and over, that we're getting better and better and better over time.
love seeing the cyclical nature of that in our schools, in that, you know, when that first goal is accomplished, you're ready to roll on to the second one and keep a steady stream of improvement happening. But let's talk about, you use that word sacred spaces. How does Notre Dame ACE Academies leverage the Catholic identity of a school when going through this process of ongoing improvement? What role does school culture play?
I love that question. It's the one that animates me the most. It's the one that makes me smile the most, because I have the wonderful luxury of visiting so many different Catholic schools across the country. And I am so energized by what Catholic identity looks like on each of these individual campuses. Sometimes there's a need for that to be amplified. And I get to be the one that kind of looks and says, oh my gosh, look at the history of this particular school. You have so many schools that have been around for 100 plus years in your diocese. So it was very fun to explore those different parish schools, their history. So you walk on the campus of St. Anthony in Akron, and the Filippini Sisters and their charism has been animating and been stewards of that school for decades. And that was so great to see, something that I knew nothing about. It was a new order for me. So just to see, and then just to be a part of that particular story. At St. Augustine in Barberton, you walk around that campus and you see, you ask questions and things like, well, we've had adoration here for a very, very long time. I was like, well, that's awesome. Let's talk more about that. So you can still have this very robust Catholic identity that fits your community. And we just like to kind of come in and be able to say, like, oh my gosh, this is so wonderful how you're thinking about and living out the gospels in your parish school. Here's some ways that you could tie that into teaching and learning, how you're thinking about those strategic decisions with enrollment and finances, and how you're thinking about preparing your students for high school and success. So I this like when you ask that question, I just spurs those first time I walked on both of those campuses and just the fascination. You know, when I get to see each of those churches and like the story behind why it was built and who built it, I think that's such an important part of our Catholic education history here in the United States.
Thank you. Thanks for that great introduction to the approach and the model and the history broadly. You know, when we created this arrangement in the Diocese of Cleveland, there are really three signatories to our MOU. There's the university, which provides the model that you just described, the pastors, the parishes, which have their own unique history and charisms, and then there's the diocese, who's a partner here as well. And I think among those is our role of regional director, the one who takes this model that you described that's all throughout the country in these other ACE academies and helps us implement here in these very specific contexts in our schools in Akron. So let's bring Scott into the conversation to tell us, what does a regional director do? Like, what's the typical day for you, if there even is such a thing? And help us understand, what's a regional director of Notre Dame ACE Academies?
Sure. Thanks, Frank. I'm Scott. I operate as the bridge between Notre Dame and St. Anthony and St. Augustine. I'm a longtime teacher and principal in the Diocese of Cleveland, so I know the systems of the diocese pretty intimately from my work in the diocese previously. And now I get to use that Notre Dame model and help implement it in each of these schools. So I'm an embedded consultant, I'm an embedded principal coach, I'm an embedded teacher coach. I'm part of the staffs at each of the school, and I think that's really important because Notre Dame does a great job of first starting at what are the school's needs. And being on campus every single day at both schools allows me firsthand to see where the strengths of the school are that can be accentuated and amplified, and what needs a school might have in order to reach those goals that Ryan spoke of earlier in the conversation. So, as the regional director, I'm following the regular school day. I'm going to all the school events. I am part of the staff. And while there might not be a typical day, there's certainly a pattern to those days. For example, first thing I do when I get into the building is check in with each of the school leaders. My main job is to support the principal in shaping those goals that we set, the operational vitality goals, the teaching and learning goals, the school culture goals. So I meet with the school leader and make sure that we are keeping the focus on those goals on a day-to-day basis. And then after I meet with the school leader, I'm often visiting classrooms and recording observations and data on the progress of those goals that we've identified. And then using the data from my observations, I create professional development for the teachers as a whole. So we can meet as either grade band PLCs or perhaps as a whole staff to give that adult learning component that help us reach those goals. And then after that's implemented, then I can revisit those classrooms and support those teachers in the implementation of those goals. And occasionally even individually meet with teachers to support them in their practice. Because if we're asking our teachers to put in a new practice, such as higher order questions or stretch it questions, then my job also is to help the principals support those teachers in support of this new practice. And in the in-between times, I'm fine-tuning and sharpening the saw on goals that we have already accomplished. Those cycles might be need completed, but in the in-between times, I'm going back and making sure that those goals continue to have sustainability so they last beyond my time in these two schools.
I'm glad you mentioned the last part about lasting beyond that time and in the idea that this is all about capacity building. This job-embedded professional development is so much more powerful than just sending people off to some workshops at Notre Dame and having them figure it out.
That's right, Frank. At the end of this 5 years, the goal is, we call it a bounded agreement because we have patient urgency. We want to get these goals completed so by the end of the 5 years, there's a playbook for the schools. So it's not dependent on me as a regional director, but each of the school leaders has the capacity for this change to be sustained beyond the partnership with Notre Dame.
You talked about these schools as a network and the similarities, the things they're doing well together. But can you help us understand, you know, what is the role of local control, the pastors, parish councils, when it comes to decision making? I mean, is Notre Dame coming in and taking over? Or how similar are these schools? What's the approach when it comes to subsidiarity?
Yeah, it has to remain local if it has any chance of becoming sustainable. Now, right, I said we've worked in diocesan schools where there was a network of diocesan schools. Same thing, it has to remain local in that diocese. If it's a parish school, it has to remain local. That's the only way we have found, 15 years of doing this, that it has a chance of being sustainable. And the piece around sustainability, the longer that you're sustainable, the more of a transformational impact you have on the families and the communities that you're serving in. And that has to be responsive to that community and who they're serving. We do not know. Even Scott, who's spending 2 to 3 days on all the campuses, doesn't fully know in that deep way. So you can think of it in that way of, yeah, we want you to stand on your own at the end of these 5 years. That means you need to be able to do that in this way so you can continue to have a positive impact responsively to the communities. And then, you know, if you do want to chat, right, Scott can talk about the differences between these two parish schools. And they're very different, even though they're both Catholic schools animated by the Gospels and the Charism. They're very, very different communities. And that has been our experience across all the 18 plus schools we've worked in. So it has to remain and situated locally.
So what kind of characteristics are you looking for in a school that would be considering joining Notre Dame ACE Academies, being a part of a partnership like this?
Sure. So I use that word revitalization. So these would be schools that are not hitting their full potential. And I, you know, we mentioned the key areas of the model around operational vitality. So when you think of that, is that maybe there is a subsidy from the parish. Maybe the school is not capturing all the choice dollars for all the students. Maybe they're spending money on certain things that they're really not getting a return on that. That could be a curriculum. It could be a staffing model. All of those things would be looked at to make a multi-year strategic finance plan for the school so that it can be sustainable. And then we want to work towards resilience. But our place on the revitalization is to get to this level of sustainability in that area of operational vitality. In the areas of culture, I mentioned those places where, you know what, we may have some behavior issues that may be impacting annual attendance, which may be impacting retention. So if you have a fluctuation and retention issues with students year over year, that is directly connected to your finances, because it could be connected to some of the choice dollars that you could be capturing. So when we think of the climate and culture of a school, they're very, very, very much intertwined. The other piece on that culture, which I can't kind of say enough about, and Scott has experienced this and has deftly maneuvered this, is the adults do matter. They matter a huge amount because they are in service to these students, right? That's why the Catholic schools exist, is to be in service to students, to help them reach their full human flourishing. So there's a need to align and tune the adults to row in the right direction. The more of the adults that row in the right direction, the better we're going to serve the students, which is the vocation of teaching. So I won't go into too much more. You can email Scott and he can tell you all the wonderful ways that he approaches that. And then the areas of teaching and learning, as Scott was kind of talking about, is these cycles of improvement with instruction. Many of the schools we partner with are struggling in some area of teaching and learning. So there could be, like I mentioned, a stagnation in middle school math. Is that because something's happening at the elementary, or is it because instruction isn't where it needs to be at the middle school level? We will look at all those different things using existing assessment data. I think you all use MAP data and some other benchmarking that may happen at the school level. So we're looking at those places where growth needs to happen, so that through formation, through support, Scott mentioned coaching and these cycles, we can have all of the adults doing all that they need to do in service to the students in the school and the community.
Thank you. And I'm hoping this sounds attractive to some of our listeners, and this would be interesting to some schools that may want to learn more. Tell us, if a school wanted to become a Notre Dame ACE Academy school, can you walk us through the process of becoming part of the NDAA network from the initial conversation all through full integration?
You know, the initial conversation was with you, Frank, several years ago, when we reached out to multiple superintendents in the Midwest to share our model. So I had mentioned at the opening, you know, we've been doing this since 2010. We've been in Arizona, Florida, Indiana. So we wanted to expand to other Midwest dioceses. And so we convened some superintendents, shared much of what I just shared right now about the types of schools we're looking for. And then from there, collaboratively with Frank, thought about a few schools that may be a right fit for that. So that's where I was lucky enough to spend some time in the Akron area in a couple different schools and meet the pastors and principals and teachers at St. Anthony and St. Augustine. So I guess that would say is that that's the initial part of it. So then, like, the more nuts and bolts timeline would be identifying the schools, engaging with you, Frank, to see the potential of those schools, and then what we do is a feasibility study in those schools. So I mentioned some of those things we're looking for. The feasibility study and report would surface that. So we would look at the longitudinal student achievement data. We would look at the longitudinal enrollment data. We would look at the fluctuations in budget and its connection to enrollment. We would look at behavior referrals. So we get a sense in those key areas if we can actually do something. What we don't want to do is say yes to a school that we can't revitalize, or we don't want to say yes to a school that's really doing okay, because that's not what you, Frank, need or other schools might need. So we want to put our resources, time, and energy in the right places in a diocese in the right way. And that's where the excitement of the work that we've been able to do in Akron could emanate and connect to other schools in your diocese, and the connection to other schools that we are working with in other states. So once we've done the feasibility study and report, so you can think of that as 12 months, we have an early fall, feasibility, mid-fall, report sometime around or after the Christmas holiday, and then we would move to looking at what could be some potential goals long-term and short-term for this school. And then we would work towards writing an MOU. And you heard Scott say this bounded five-year agreement. Now, that doesn't preclude that you might not want to extend that beyond, but the patient urgency is important, that we all mutually agree that we want to get here in year one, here in year two. And so we're able to do that and have a very transparent conversation about where we want to go with the schools over time. And then over the summer, there'd be a little bit of formation, and then the launch would happen in the fall. So if you can think of it as a 12-month cycle of sorts, from the initial piece and conversations through a partnership in the fall of the following year.
Thank you. So tell us about some success stories that we have from our two existing NDAA schools in Akron.
Yeah, I'm going to let Scott start because he's the one that spent most of the time in classrooms, on campus, and all those things. And then I can share a little bit about what I've experienced at those campuses and then some of our other ACE academies and a little bit about the network. So I'm going to let Scott start.
Thank you. And this is an exciting part to talk about the successes that this the program has been able to achieve. And in the end, we're talking about full schools with academic growth with systems in place to make these gains sustainable. And there's three areas Ryan spoke of. The first one, operational vitality. In both schools, we've increased enrollment by over 33%. Both schools started in the neighborhood of 160. Both schools started this year around 217 students. That alone has allowed pastors to make decisions with a little bit of financial security, knowing that more of that EdChoice tuition is captured and able to be reinvested in the school. Second part is Catholic school culture. We spent a lot of time with our teachers and our principals on identifying what it meant to go to St. Anthony's School, what it meant to go to St. Augustine's School, what are the ways we do things in these schools that makes us different than maybe the neighboring public school. So as a result of identifying those culture elements and figuring out the way we do things, such as responding to maybe student unpredicted behavior, we've dramatically decreased behavior issues. Where when we first entered St. Augustine, there were certainly behavior issues on a daily basis, some things that were a little bit concerning, I suppose, of how students were moving about the building and how they were interacting with one another. If you walk through St. Augustine today, you will be greeted by students who are excited about their school and are excited to tell you the way they do things at St. Augustine School. There's some student ownership of making sure the school is clean, making sure that guests feel welcome, making sure new students feel greeted and feel part of that St. Augustine community. St. Anthony, very similarly, making sure that a guest who walks in immediately feels a difference of walking into a Catholic school and specifically St. Anthony's School and knowing the history of where the school has been and where we are going. And the final thing that we talk about when we talk about Notre Dame ACE Academies is the academic achievement. And we've really started putting in interventions towards the end of last year and now into this year, which is year four. But already we are seeing post-COVID highs in both academic growth and academic achievement, where at St. Anthony now the academic achievement surpasses the national average. We are in the part of the city where historically test scores are much lower than national average. Now the St. Anthony students are competitive with their suburban counterparts, which is important, of course, as they enter high school and college and compete with some of those students who maybe went to schools in the suburbs. Our kids are now academically competitive. But perhaps most attractive, the principals are starting to be able to do this on their own now. We have been in partnership with Notre Dame through principal PLCs, through my interaction with the university, and then working with the principals on these goals. But these systems, so I talked about the results that we were able to achieve to this point. The results are great, but the question becomes, well, how did you do that? The how is the part that's sustainable beyond those 5 years. So systems such as professional learning communities amongst the teachers with that adult learning component, leadership team meetings where we identify goals and the route to those goals, those cycles of improvement. So we're not chasing too many rabbits at once, but we're really focused on how we can move the school forward. Enrollment procedures, goal identification, achievement to make these gains, all of these things combined to make these gains sustainable beyond the partnership. So that sustainability and resilience piece that Ryan speaks about, we have the results to date, but we also have the systems in place to make those results sustainable.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So in my particular space, so I don't get to spend as much time in classrooms as I would like. So the places where I have just been very much inspired by growth, it are the school leaders, right? These are humans that we have the and our team has the utmost respect for. Scott was a former principal. The folks on our team that do most of the formation, former principals, and this respect for saying yes to the complexity of running a school, and then being good stewards of it. So over the 4 years, just watching the school leaders through, as Scott mentioned, principal PLCs. We bring them to campus 3 different times throughout the year for what we call collaboratives, where they get to meet and interact with other principals doing similar work. And we do push them, right? We make asks of them outside of their comfort zones, and being able to say with full confidence here, the growth, the resilience that they've shown over these years, and then the impact that then that's having on the schools, for me, is such a wonderful success to be able to name as a part of this work.
Feel like we should mention too, I've described regional director and we've introduced you, Ryan, as the director, but you mentioned the team, that there's a group of faculty staff at the Institute for Educational Initiatives. Can you say a little bit about who else is behind this initiative?
Yes, I am so grateful for amazing team. So Chris and Maddox oversees all of our adult formation. So that's working with Scott to make sure that on the teaching, learning, research, rationale, all of those things that it takes to work with adults in schools, she partners with Scott to enact those pieces, along with coordinating our collaboratives and the principal PLC. So setting that year-long trajectory of formation with the principals connected with the teaching and learning goals in each of, on each of the campuses. And then I have a member of our REMIC leadership faculty, Dr. Frankie Jones, who also supplements in around a lot of those aspects of change management and teaching and learning. And then Rachel Edelman, also, who is in our ACE Teaching Fellows program, but we get to use her because she was a former regional director and her emphasis was around school culture. And she has an extra kind of bonus in the areas of literacy. So when we're working on teaching and learning information around literacy aspects, we lean on her. So amazing team. And then there's a lot of other people doing research and finance. Jeff Smitham does a lot of the financial trends. And when you see the reports that like look at the value add and cumulative gains, he's the one behind the scenes doing all the number crunching. So I just get to smile and say how wonderful my team is and how wonderful Scott is.
And I will say from the distance of the diocesan office is that's a great benefit of this approach is that you have many minds. You know, Scott's there boots on the grounds every day. Notre Dame ACE Academies has the model, but it also has this team, yourself and the people you named who are every single day supporting the Catholic schools here and others throughout the country that are part of the Notre Dame ACE Academies network. Maybe we could talk a little bit more about the network. What do you say is the vision for Notre Dame ACE Academies? How do you see the network evolving over the next, say, 5 to 10 years?
Yeah. So one interesting aspect of the model and the model as it's being enacted in Cleveland is we, you know, all of our current and future partners are dioceses that are thinking about Catholic schools in a very innovative way. And that means rethinking how staffing and what it looks like at the central office level and how to directly support these schools that do need revitalization. So one of the things that we want to do is reduce the number of Catholic schools that are closing nationally. And we want to increase the number of quality Catholic schools that serve communities that are vulnerable. So we are looking to partner with dioceses. You are such a diocese, and you've been a great partner for the last 4 years. So just thinking about it in that way. So we would like to do that more. Now, Scott mentioned, and I reinforce this bounded nature of partnerships, because we know there are other schools in your diocese, Frank, that you have expressed do need revitalization. We want to be able to support those. But we also want to not lose sight of the great work that's happened at St. Anthony and St. Augustine, is that we can have continued collaboration with those schools and those school leaders and those teachers. Nothing has a bigger impact than a cohort or a network of ACE Academy. So we have a school in St. Luke in Palm Beach, Florida, that was a very critical part of working with the principals at St. Augustine and St. Anthony. So you could think of, we would like more schools in Cleveland. It's good for the existing schools and it's good for other schools in the diocese. So that's one of the things. The other thing is that we are looking to partner with other dioceses in the Midwest. This also allows to have a network of schools. And when we bring people to campus multiple times a year, that collaborative is leaders and leadership teams doing very, very similar work, running at really hard and wrestling with and untangling those problems of practice, because it is not easy to revitalize a school that may be struggling in all three of those areas. So we bring people together, we talk, we problem solve, and that's how kind of that rising tide elevates all boats. So that's kind of how we're thinking over the next 5 to 10 years, is to deepen partnerships, maybe expand to a few new dioceses. But similar to the work. And we'd like to expand the team a little bit as well, because we can only go to so many places, but we also know that there's a need. So it's just being open to that innovation, being open to a need for revitalization, and then finding the right partnership to enact it. The only way we have found, 15 years of doing this, that it has a chance of being sustainable. And the piece around sustainability, the longer that you're sustainable, the more of a transformational impact you have on the families and the communities that you're serving in. And that has to be responsive to that community and who they're serving. We do not know. Even Scott, who's spending 2 to 3 days on all the campuses, doesn't fully know in that deep way. So you can think of it in that way of, yeah, we want you to stand on your own at the end of these 5 years. That means you need to be able to do that in this way so you can continue to have a positive impact responsively to the communities. And then, if you do want to chat, right, Scott can talk about the differences between these two pair of schools. And they're very different. Even though they're both Catholic schools animated by the Gospels and the Charism, they're very, very different communities. And that has been our experience across all the 18 plus schools we've worked in. So it has to remain and situated locally.
Thank you. So, what would you say is the most compelling reason a school should consider joining Notre Dame ACE Academies?
So I want to answer it in two ways. One is from the results-oriented piece, that the most compelling reason is at the end of these 5 years, the aim is to have a healthy operational vitality, easily identifiable and unapologetically Catholic school culture, and robust academic results that have both a sustainability and a resilience for years to come. While it's a 5-year bounded agreement, we're hoping their schools we're in, St. Augustine has been in existence for over 100 years. We hope we set them up for their next 100 years. St. Anthony, same 60 years. We hope to set them up for the next 60 years. But even just as important, I think, is the how. And with the how, this is truly a partnership. We start with the school's needs, identifying those, and then supporting the school in meeting those needs. The embedded consultant model is so powerful. Being on campus every single day, boots on the ground, as you said. And behind me as a regional director, I have the whole University of Notre Dame on retainer, where we are constantly interacting with the university in order to help with best practices for Catholic schools, for change management, teaching and learning. And they've done the work. They've done this work for over a decade now. They know how to do this work, and working in partnership with our schools for that sustainability is the most compelling reason. I did not know about Notre Dame ACE Academies 5 years ago, and now I am the biggest champion. Having done the work, having seen the work in action, having been a former principal, I see how this work is a very authentic, organic, and purposeful, intentional way of revitalizing our schools.
This is very complex work, but I think what you just heard Scott say is we have to do it together. This isn't Notre Dame coming in and you offload certain things to us because we have expertise on it. You heard, like, this is a collective work together, right? It makes me think of what I said about our principals and our teachers, and they do have to, you have to lean into that. And then The other piece that he said there was, right, this, we're just stewards, right, along this journey. And as it will be very sad the last time I step foot on St. Anthony and the campus of St. Augustine, but that is a part of this work, right, of the stewardship and the need to be called to those things. So the piece that I would end with, which is what I kind of started with, which is it is about hope. Hope is not a strategy, right? We need to engineer the hope. And we do that through intentional, systematic, relentless work of doing what's best for kids, and keep asking that to what end, to what end, to what end. We, the what end is for these students, full human flourishing. So, you know, you think about the religious women, Elizabeth Ann Seton, Catherine Drexel, saints, right? Those are the shoulders we stand on. Those are the ones that are watching over us and saying, we have to do better for the kids that we serve. Hope.
Thank you. And if a school leader is interested in exploring Notre Dame ACE Academy partnership further, what are the next steps they should take?
They should call you, Frank, right away. Send you an email, text. No, but I am serious, right? Like, that you, yes, reach out to Frank. He can then make this, you know, the connection. And I mean, I Scott and I, right? We we can say all these things, but Frank has also been watching this over the last 4 years, and be able to say from where he sits, what that looks like. I think the other key thing to think about for pastors is to have a very thoughtful, intentional conversation with the principal. The principal plays such a critical role in this process. So the dialogue has to be between the pastor and the principal for this to work. So I would say that's kind of maybe a pre-step, and then call Frank, and then Scott and I and our team would be happy to jump on a call or a video conference to walk you through much, much more. So behind everything that Scott shared and I shared, there's a lot of documents and frameworks and ways of approaching things in that intentional, robust way.
Another next step a school might take is talking to the pastors, talking to Father Burba, talking to Father David, talking to both the principals, Kathy Wolf over at St. Anthony, Eva Halski at St. Augustine, to get a glimpse of their experience, how it feels for them during this process. I think they will be very powerful voices. I will amplify some things Ryan and I spoke about today.
Thank you both for taking so much time to explain to us the Notre Dame ACE Academies, their approach, and their work here in the Diocese of Cleveland. Thanks to Ryan Clark, Director of Notre Dame ACE Academies, and Scott Embacher, a Regional Director of Notre Dame ACE Academies Akron. Thank you both.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks. God bless.